Do you know what a campaign fire is? It's a fire that goes on and on for weeks. And obviously there's been way too many of them around in the latest bushfire season. On the south coast of New South Wales, specifically the mid-south around Maruya and Batesman Bay and this far south around Bermagui and Marimbula, they've just been through new fire outbreaks and the losses and fears that go with that. Some of these fires have been burning since before Christmas. Marty Webster is the public liaison officer for the Rural Fire Service on the South Coast, and his community leadership and the caring advice that he's been providing in these very difficult times has attracted quite a bit of praise. Recently, he told a packed meeting in the tiny Nethercote town hall west of Eden that he understood people's anxieties of having to live with what he called this beast in the hills behind them. Good morning, Marty. Thanks for joining us on Sunday Extra.
Yeah, good morning, Julian.
Let's just start with an update on the situation in the area you're responsible for now and over the last few days, if we can.
Yeah, so we still do have a lot of active fire in the landscape. Weather conditions have been a bit kinder to us over the last couple of days, and the fire's a lot more benign than it was. But, yeah, there's still an awful lot of work to do. We've got so much fire in the landscape that we know that, you know, this event's going to be with us until the next bad day. So it is really a case of learning how to live with what we're now facing.
Have there been more houses lost recently?
Yeah, in the events of Thursday. Unfortunately, we do know there has been a fair bit of property loss during that event. Which was really unfortunate.
You circulated a memo called Living with a Campaign Fire. Can you tell us about the concept of a campaign fire? And in particular, the memo talked about the importance of fine-tuning a bushfire survival plan during the fire itself. Can you tell us about that also?
Yeah, I guess what I've been trying to articulate to people is that in some ways these fire events are a bit like an illness. And what we're dealing with now is like a chronic illness that has acute episodes. We had a major fire event here in 2018 with the Tafra fire that a lot of people are probably aware of. And that really fits to that description as an acute event. Basically, it was a five-hour fire. It did an enormous amount of damage and caused a lot of loss and tragedy. But basically, there was a five-hour run and then, you know, 5 or 6 days of mopping up, and then we went straight into recovery mode. The fires we've got going now, we've got those chronic cycles like we're in at the moment where there's this lingering illness in the background, and then we get the acute episodes on top of those. So it's a completely different thing to try to live with.
The memo talks about the importance of understanding trigger points, and I suppose also how people deal with the question of trigger points when anxiety increases over a long fire season. Can you tell us a bit more about that?
Yeah, I guess the key thing there is the wording used in our fire danger ratings has actually been chosen quite carefully to reflect the level of risk that's associated with those. So if we look at a day of low moderate, that's exactly how we want people to be thinking of it. The risk on those days is sort of low to moderate. So a lot of people can be going about, you know, continuing with their bushfire survival planning, but their anxiety levels should be down around that sort of 3 out of 10 rather than the 8 out of 10. And trying to sort of manipulate this fire to fit into our lifestyle a little bit. And then when we get the blow-up days like we did have on Thursday, and we're expecting another one later next week, that's when it's appropriate, if we start talking severe fire danger, that people's level of preparation also steps up and the way they're thinking about the fire needs to be more decisive and the actions... the key thing is that they act decisively on those days.
Are people having to relocate multiple times?
Yeah, that certainly has happened. A really good example of this is, you know, my family situation. We've got a property out in the bush that's quite close to one of the fire-affected areas. My family have been in and out a lot. We're also fortunate enough to have a place on the coast where family members have been retreating to. But I know a lot of families have been in that same situation of deciding, well, you know, next Thursday looks like a bad day, so maybe that's the day that I'll go to the coast and I'll do my shopping or I'll go to the movies on that day, rather than it necessarily having to be a last-minute evacuation. We'd prefer people to start to look ahead with the weather a little bit and plan what they're going to do on those bad days.
On Sunday Extra, we're speaking with Marty Webster, a public liaison officer for the Rural Fire Service on the South Coast. Marty, you talked about previous fires getting straight into the recovery effort, and that, I suppose, is a little bit delayed while the campaign fires continue. Can you give us a sense of the economic strain that's being felt in the areas you're responsible for at the moment?
Yeah, it's undoubtedly huge. Like, there's the obvious impact to our agricultural industry and our forestry industry. I think they're really evident. People see that sort of loss and get that quite easily. You can see what's happening on farms. I guess some of the hidden stuff is around our tourism industry. Our economies on the far south coast are basically tourism driven, and it's not just the motel owners and the cafe owners, it's also uni students who come back to the coast for the holiday period who may not have had much in the way of temporary work over this period because there just hasn't been the business there to support, you know, people putting on extra staff.
Absolutely. And obviously, in terms of the impact on tourism and recovery, we heard before the news about the impact on flora and fauna. Can you tell us a bit about the forests themselves? You're a long-term local. I imagine you love the geographic beauty of your area. What's the impact been that you've seen?
Yeah, it's really tragic. There's some pretty significant wilderness areas down here, the Wadbilliga Wilderness and down into Nadji as well. You know, a lot of really high conservation values there. And some of those areas have burnt really hard. Wadbilliga Wilderness Area in particular, it suffered hugely during 2018 in a fire there that started in August and ran for 6 weeks. And now we've got fire through the rest of that location as well. So, and some of that's burnt particularly hard, and those communities will take a long time to recover. Likewise at Nadji, you know, that's a really pristine area. It's been untouched for a long period of time. And, it's quite sad to see the fire creeping towards the coast all the time down there.
Marty, you're the public liaison officer, and obviously the work that you've been doing helping other people deal with these difficult situations has been greatly appreciated. How are you doing yourself? I imagine you haven't been getting much sleep over this period.
Oh, look, I might pretend it hasn't been challenging. We do work to some pretty well-considered fatigue management guidelines. So, yeah, we do try to make sure we get rest. And I really hope that's what the community are doing as well. And I certainly try to plan my roster around the weather. So I know the peak of my activity is going to be around those bad weather days, the day before, the day of, and the day after. So I make sure I'm available and ready to go on those. And I plan my stand down days for the days that are low moderate so that we can sort of balance that surge capacity, I guess.
Well, good to know that you're following your own advice, and thank you for all the great work that you've been doing for your community and for the country. Marty Webster, thank you very much for joining us on Sunday Extra this morning.
Oh, thank you, Julian.
And thanks very much, especially for giving up your precious Sunday morning and speaking to us on Australia Day as well. That was Marty Webster, the public liaison officer for the Rural Fire Service on the New South Wales Far South Coast.